who gon' stop me? I hoop with the best of them, swooped up the chest of them, dunked on a bunch, caught alley-oops.
This week, actually earlier today, we went and threw axes, WGNRadio.com. You can check it out. We went as a team. Brent Sopel came with as well. When he throws it, it looks like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis. You know, it's got like a Braveheart vibe to it. You're like, oh, that would happen. When I throw it, it's more like, well, maybe it's stopped the orc. You know, like, I don't think you killed it, but you stopped it. You know, maybe you cut up its knee. Right? But my favorite part, Rob said this as well, and Judy said, oh, I did well, right? Then Stephanie Menendez said to me after, wow, I didn't know you were so athletic. And I'm like, is that the vibe? Do you guys, everyone listening here, and everyone just thinks I'm just some dorky dweeb, book smart guy who just talks about sports, but I never play it.
It's because they haven't seen you on the softball diamond because there's no softball team.
Yep. Champion. I mean, Pete, you're a champion as well.
Yeah, I am.
Well, when you're 16, it's champ. You're Chicago true. If you go anywhere, that goes with you.
Mm-hmm.
Panionovich doesn't know anything about that, unfortunately. And neither do the Chicago Bulls. Wow. They got their butt kicked tonight at the United Center. 105-83, the final score. And that's generous. Down 30-plus points in the fourth quarter. Not exactly what you expected from a Chicago Bulls team in an elimination game. The Bulls out of the playoffs, the Celtics win. Sam Panionovich, WGN Radio Sports, on the line right now. Sam, I mean, this was unexpected.
Well, you got really excited when they made the playoffs, and I told you to kind of, like, you know, temper your expectations. I mean, who would have thought Rajon Rondo would have been the most important cog in this Bulls puzzle? Because without him, they look lost. I mean, after they took a 2-0 series lead, we were talking about the next round, and he goes out. And the Bulls lose 4 in a row. But, I mean, tonight, honestly, it just looked like they were out of juice. I mean, Jimmy Butler looked gassed after playing almost a full game, 6 games in a row. They were almost down by 40 on their home floor. And they're officially done. They lose tonight at home 105-83. The season is over. And for the second year in a row, how about this? The Blackhawks and the Bulls will both not play a playoff game in May.
That's
UC.
Unacceptable. I will say this. We were talking a little bit earlier with Rob Martyr. The reason that Dwayne Wade was brought in was to be in a situation like this, an elimination game, where his experience would play out and he would will a Bulls team to victory tonight. What did he end? He ended with less than 10 points. He was a non-factor in the game, slow throughout the series. Not exactly what we signed up for.
Right. Like I said, out of juice. And you said 10 points. How about 2 points? Dwayne Wade was 1-for-10 from the floor. He finished with 2 points. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate because when I think of Dwayne Wade, I think of a stud at Richards down in Oakland. I think of a stud at Marquette in the NCAA Final Four. I think of, you know, a guy in Miami that won 3 championships. This was a guy who's a shell of his former self, you know, 35 years old, just doesn't have it anymore. And you know what guard tried to do. We talked about this, you know, in the offseason, you know, in last summer. He's trying to put a Band-Aid on the cut, and he signed an old Dwayne Wade, you know, a questionable Rajon Rondo with thoughts that it would work out, and it didn't, I mean, by any means. And Boston's not even a really good number one seed. I mean, that's not a good team. They lack a superstar, and they really wiped the floor with the Bulls, you know, after game two.
This was the worst-case scenario for Gar Foreman and John Paxson, the idea that these sort of tested veterans who were only really brought in to have this moment in the playoffs faltered down the line.
Right, and now you miss the lottery. I mean, that's sort of what re-fixed the Bulls back in the late 2000s. You know, they were in the lottery. They were like the 8th or 9th best team in the league, or 8th or 9th worst team. They won the ping pong party. They got the number one pick and got Derrick Rose, and that fixed them until Rose got hurt. Now, I mean, you picked in the playoff positions because you're a playoff team. I tried to warn everybody. I said that, you know, they didn't belong in the playoffs, and, you know, people got excited after they won the first couple of games, but this wasn't a championship team. I mean, and that's clear right now. I mean, they couldn't get through the first round, let alone get through, you know, the Clevelands and the Washingtons and all that. But this is a tough pill to swallow, and I wonder who's going to answer for this. Is this Gar Forman's ride, or is this John Paxson's ride? I guess we'll wait and see next week.
What do we expect to see in the offseason here? I mean, obviously, they, like you said, a lot of Band-Aids last offseason. The same thing, does Rajon Rondo come back? Does Dwayne Wade come back? Does the Bulls team, as we know it, come back for the next season?
I honestly think they're going to be back. You know, I think the excuse will be next week that, well, if we were healthy, we would have won. And, okay, maybe you win that first-round series against Boston, and then you play Washington, and maybe you beat them. But, I mean, it's all hypothetical, JK. I mean, at this point, you know, you should have put this thing in the gutter. They should have traded Jimmy Butler last offseason. But now it looks like he'll be back. Nobody wants to pay Dwayne Wade that type of money. I mean, he's on the books for like $24, $25 million. Nobody's going to want to pay him. And Rondo, I mean, you know, team option, it's not that expensive. I honestly think that the big alpha three will be back next year because this front office will blame injuries.
What about,
that's unfortunate.
What about Fred Hoiberg?
Oh, he's back. I mean, Ryan Zorber is not going to pay two coaches, not the coach.
Yeah.
You know, he just got out of the Tom Thibodeau checkbook where he was paying him millions and millions, not the coach. I mean, remember, Fred signed a five-year deal for $25 million,
wow.
And this is year two. You really think Jerry Reinsdorf is going to eat $15 million? I doubt it.
Yeah. Sam Panionovich, WGN Radio Sports. We'll have plenty of time to talk postmortem about this Chicago Bulls team and size up what they're going to do for the offseason. But for tonight, we will cry ourselves to sleep with a Game 6 blowout loss that eliminates them from the NBA playoffs, the first round exit. Sam, talk to you later.
I'm excited. The White Sox are in first place. What are you down for?
That's true. That is exciting. I will take that. All right. Thanks, Sam.
See ya.